Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I have been a fan for, well, I want to say a long time, but it's only been up there for a year, of the Art on the Mart, the beautiful laser light display on the side of the Merchandise Mart on the river in Chicago. Cynthia Noble is here. She's the executive director of that. Cynthia, welcome back. How are you?
Thank you, John. I'm well.
Is it up and running? When do we see it again?
Tonight. It's the perfect day to tune in. We launched in September of last year, and we're so excited to have our second iteration beginning today, 15 minutes after sunset.
15 minutes after sunset, which now that we've sprung forward is going to be around, what, about 7:30, something
maybe
like that?
Maybe even a bit earlier, 7:15.
Yeah, yes. No kidding. And then what will we see on the side of the Merchandise Mart?
Well, the side of the Merchandise Mart, first of all, is 2.5 acres, which to help us conceptualize that is more than 2 football fields. And we're going to see a series of new projections, some in line with the Year of Chicago Theater and others that will complement those projections.
One of the artists involved in that is sitting next to you. Answer this, and then we'll bring John in here too. How often is the Merchandise Mart going to be illuminated that way?
The Merchandise Mart projects 10 months of year, March through December, 5 nights a week until summer, which will actually extend to 7 days per week. But for now, Wednesdays through Sundays, 15 minutes after sunset.
15 minutes and for a couple of hours each night?
Yes, a 2-hour window each evening. So we have several projections that will loop throughout that 2-hour window.
John, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
John Boshi?
Boshi, yes.
And you are an artist?
Yep, I'm really a theater designer, designing media for live performance, for dance, theater, and opera.
Oh, I see. So if I went to the to an opera or a theater production, some of the light and imaging I'd see in the background, et cetera, would be something you came up with.
Absolutely. Most of what I do is actually projected images as a part of live performance. So rather than painting scenic drops, we can produce projected images that can respond to the story or the music of the performance.
But this is not just light. This is a particular kind of light, right?
We're using a system that the Mart has installed starting last year of 3,000 lumen projectors. So this is millions of lumens of light that can form a single video image that covers that entire 2.5 acres.
And I said laser, but maybe that's wrong. It's not laser light.
Technically, no, but it gives that same impression.
It has
of
that
great
sort
brilliance.
Of clarity, right, and
clarity
brilliance.
And precision and covering this amazing surface.
Yeah, and then the images aren't just static and projected. There's motion in there, too, right? Right? So I guess a computer knows when to dim and illuminate certain lights, something like that?
Right. We have a system that is integrating both the architectural lighting on the facade and the video content that we produce. So outside of the projection system, we sit in our studios and work on a standard kind of screen and produce images that end up being, you know, a city block wide and half a block tall. So it's great fun to see these things animated in our studio and then projected at large scale on the Mart.
And I'd like to add that although we're projecting moving image, this is so different and unique in contrast with a movie screen. These are works of art. It's the Mart's a gift of public art to the city, and it's a completely new platform that allows us to present artworks in a completely new way.
I said it was the biggest such display in the world. Is that correct?
Absolutely. In fact, one fun fact, we're applying.
It should be.
To...
I said it. I mean, shame on me if it's not. But I thought it was. Keep going.
You're absolutely in line because we're actually applying for the Guinness record on this on the largest projection and permanent projection system in the world.
Yeah. I guess the mind reels. This is what I did with you guys last year, right? I said, well, let's do this, let's do that. And I guess on one hand, it could be something abstract but beautiful, or it could be something that's representative, like maybe a savanna with trees or something like that. What are your thoughts about that?
Absolutely. And we see a little bit of both of those in the new images that are being unveiled. So there's a studio from Turkey that has created some abstract projections, Studio Ouch. And they've done some very beautiful kind of abstract and kind of computer-generated type effects. My approach has been to do something that connects with the City of Chicago's celebration of the Year of Chicago Theater. And most of my work as a theater designer has helped me connect with people who are doing great performances. So I'm producing seven soliloquies or solo performances, where there are individual performers telling a very short story, something that lasts from a minute to 2.5 minutes in length, and images of that performer and other images that evokes their story are being seen and
pouring out. So I'll see human images projected on the side of the mart then?
Absolutely.
Will they be speaking to me or just doing something physical?
There is an audio component. This is a completely immersive experience. So don't forget to bring your earbuds. And when you're standing on the Riverwalk or on Wacker Drive between Franklin and Orleans, you can tap into our website, artonthemart.com, and listen to the audio that accompanies these moving images on the facade.
Okay, so they've been dormant for a couple of months. They're kicking it back up again in March. You have a special display coming up on St. Patrick's Day, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
That's right. So just as we're aligning with this initiative through the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events, the Year of Chicago Theater, we're also aligning with other cultural traditions in the city. So for those celebrating St. Patrick's Day, beginning tonight through Sunday evening, the 17th, you can also enjoy a special festive St. Patrick's Day projection.
Last question. How do I consume it? Are there benches? Are there bleachers? Should I just walk over there? I mean, we know where the merchandise mart is, but there's a river and some roads. So how do people view it?
Absolutely. Take a walk on the lovely Riverwalk. The weather's starting to invite that. Pedestrians along Wacker Drive on the upper level. There are benches, so make yourself comfortable and please come and view.
Or just drive real slow, which people do sometimes too.
We encourage people to view it while walking rather than driving.
But you're already looking at your phone. Don't look at the merchandise mart. Find a way to get there without being in your car. Although you will do that. Executive Director Cynthia Noble from the Art on the Mart display and lighting designer John Boshi. Art on the Mart, thanks for coming in.